Butler is ready. Now the 1-2. Brown ball left side. Correa to his left. He has it. Underhands to Altuve, who gets the force at second. And that is the ball game.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
The Houston Astros pick up their sixth shutout win of the season as they whitewash the Oakland A's by a final of 6-0.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros picking up a win yesterday in the series opener against the A's. And a nice bounce-back performance for Joe Musgrove. Had a couple of rough outings after getting off to a good start to his big league career. And 5 1/3 shutout innings, pitched out of some key situations and did a really good job.
Yeah, he was the aggressor last night, which was different than the last two starts in Baltimore and Pittsburgh. He was a little bit passive, and it was nice to see him come out of the gates hot, use his best stuff. He went as long as he could, and then Gregerson came in and bailed him out of the sixth. But really well-pitched game. Like you said, he pitched out of a couple jams. He finished some hitters pretty well. You know, he got a few strikeouts and ultimately set us up for a nice win.
And Sean Manaea was pretty good until he left with the injury, but you were opportunistic. Two outs, nobody on. Infield hit, then the couple of errors and a couple of bases loaded walks with some pretty good plate appearances.
Yeah, you know, after the two outs in that inning, it was a ton of good plate appearances right in a row. We did take advantage of their mistakes, and Manaea got a little bit wild, but we executed some at-bats. We got a couple runs. We were a big hit away from really opening up things, and that was really all we did till Altuve's homer. So it was nice for us to get ahead due to some maybe some extra outs and some extra base runners that you don't expect. So, you know, I think Manaea threw well until he got hurt, had to come out of the game, and then that changed their whole game plan.
And this team's getting a little healthier now. You got Luke Gregerson back. Hadn't been on the DL, but hadn't pitched in 11 days with the ankle injury. He came on and got the final two outs, got that double play in the sixth inning. Vintage Luke Gregerson.
Yeah, it was. You know, he doesn't pitch for 10 or 11 days, and he ends up coming in first and third in the sixth inning, which was a new inning for him too. But I'd warned him during the day that I was going to use him at any point to try to get his feet back wet again. I didn't know it was going to be the most important outs of the game, but it was nice to have him back, have that weapon where he can come in. He got a nice double play ball and tested his agility on that ankle with the comebacker. So it'll be nice to write his name in the lineup and go to him when we can.
And another guy's name that you can write in the lineup now is Colby Rasmus, coming off the disabled list today. Had the surgery on the cyst in his inner ear, and Brad Peacock getting optioned down to AAA to make room for him. And, you know, Rasmus bothered by that cyst really all season and now healthy and ready to contribute.
Yeah, it'll be nice to get Colby back and his left-handed presence. You know, if we can get a hot Colby Rasmus, he can be a real big difference maker. I know he hasn't had a great year up to this point, but that doesn't mean he can't finish strong. We watched him carry us through the playoffs last year. So getting his left-handed presence in our lineup will split up some of these righties. It'll give us another good outfielder to play in left or right or center, wherever I put him. But now that he's over this issue and had his surgery, he looks like a new man and looks completely ready to contribute.
With Rasmus back, how do you plan on using him? You mentioned you can play all three outfield positions. Do you expect him to play mostly against righties? I know you were playing him quite a bit against lefties before he got hurt.
Yeah, we'll see how he comes out of this DL stint. He hasn't played in a few weeks, and I'm not sure what exactly we're going to get out of him. I mean, when he warms up, you want him up there as much as possible, and you want him against any righty or lefty. If not, he can platoon out there with Bregman or Gurriel or Marwin or Mariznick or Hernandez. We've got a number of right-handed options to play left field. So we'll see what we get out of him and get him in there when he's successful.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Everyone remembers Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio. Some may be challenged to recall the other members of the original Killer Bees, Derek Bell and Sean Berry. August 30th, 1996 was a killer day at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, especially for Berry. Oh sure, Biggio got three hits, Bagwell had four, Bell had two, and between them they had three RBIs and scored seven runs. The reason they scored so much was Sean Berry. Berry was not a threat to win the Gold Glove, but he had power and speed. On this day, he went 3-for-4 with six RBIs. He also stole a couple of bases for good measure. While the Bees were stinging the Pirates mercilessly, Donnie Wahl was spinning his off-speed magic on them to the tune of a seven-hit shutout.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
We're back with Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks, and my guest today is Colin McHugh, who's pitching tonight's game for the Astros. And all of these games, Colin, mean so much. End of August, I know you guys have to look at the schedule and know that you're on the outside looking in, but that's why you're here. That's why you play the game. You love this, don't you?
Oh yeah, I think that this is the best part of the season. You know, when you can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and know exactly what's ahead of you and know exactly what you got to get done.
And you talk about winning series, but every game you just got to rack them up right now. Just take care of yourselves and not worry about the other teams. But it's still fun to look, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't really have a choice. You get that big scoreboard out in left field when you're at home, so you see all the games that are going on during the day and see who wins and see who doesn't. But you're right. At the end of the day, you just got to win as many games as you can.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you want to win series, but at this point, you know, with that second wild card spot, especially, it makes competitive for about another 10 to 12 teams, you know, in the league. So there's not anybody who's decided they're really going home or going away, and you got to go out and you got to fight every day.
How helpful is it to have some of the young guys who are so excited to be here? Does that give you a little bit of a push?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, obviously they're talented. First of all, nobody's going to turn down talent like that when you can get it. So that's huge. And secondly, it's kind of nice, I think, not knowing what's ahead of you, having not been there before. It just lets you just keep pushing all the way to the end. I think having that extra month of the season for some of these guys, whereas some of us who've been through it before know the grind that they can take on you. Yeah. Somebody who doesn't know, it's kind of like ignorance is bliss for them.
What are the rag sessions like in the clubhouse or in the buses right now? That's what I miss more than anything. I would imagine with some young guys, there's some pretty good sessions going on.
It's funny because, you know, usually the younger guys sit towards the back of the bus and the older guys sit towards the front of the bus, but we've gotten so young so fast that I look back from, like, my middle seat on the bus and see guys doubled up all the way in the back and see the few veterans that we have up front just kind of chilling with double seats and seats behind them. And it's funny, but they're great. We have a good time with them, and everybody seems to get along really well at this point.
And for you personally, Colin, this time of season, everybody's got the aches and pains, but mentally that's where it takes over right now. This time of year, mentally, you got to be strong.
For sure, yeah. Your body's basically going to run on adrenaline from here on out.
Yeah.
You know, every start you got, nobody's going to be 100%. Nobody's been 100% since spring training, let's be honest. So, at this point, kind of the mental toughness is, I think, what separates the best from the rest. And, you know, at this point, I hope that I can kind of build on the last couple of years of experience and understand what it takes mentally and preparation-wise to get ready for these games.
Got to ask you this, Colin. You see a lot of times in the parking garages or even on the road sometimes, see all the guys with the strollers now. A lot of young guys with new kids. How's fatherhood treating you?
They're really good. You know, my little guy's 8.5 months now, so this whole season has basically been his first year of life and like an entire year in the big leagues. So it's kind of fun to see kind of how that's mirrored the season and ups and downs and you know, joys and fears and pains of being a parent, but it's great. I wouldn't trade it in for anything. Me and Ashley are having a really good time with it.
And it's a nice little distraction at times, isn't it?
Yeah, you get done with a game, good, bad, and different, and you come out and you see a little kid drooling, smiling, ready to see you, and kind of, you know, you can kind of turn it off when the game's over.
There you go. That's Colin McHugh. Tear him up tonight.
Thanks, sir.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.